Tell me about it. Okay, Rabosei. Okay, shh. Okay, Rabosei. Okay. So today, what we're going to do, Bez Hashem, is we're going to do continuing Tasa B'lom Nasoi, and then we'll do Chumash V'dos HaBracha. This week we have two Chumashirim to do, because there's two Parshas that are going to be read till the next time we come back after Yontif. So, and tomorrow Wednesday will be a regular Wednesday schedule, and then on Thursday we have Shir like 9:15ish to 10:30 here. And then there's the other thing I give at we're given the other building at 10:30 to 11:30. I call that Yom Kippur. Okay. So yesterday we discussed the union of if you make the schach before the defanos, the whole discussion. Okay. We're up to page 15. Let's take a look at page 15. Yeah, the Lavush seems to say if you put the schach before the defanos, it's a real psul with the evid. No good. The Bach says the whole thing is just a chumrah. Because for Maisa, you put the schach l'shem tzel when you put it up originally. So even though it's not a kosher sukkah yet, but who said it doesn't need to be a kosher sukkah right now? Now there's no halacha that the shas asi has to be a kosher sukkah. Because how do we know that? Because all you need is a tefach. That's not a kosher sukkah, right? A tefach of airspace on the top of the gadish. And then it's good. So as long as it's mahil on something, that's okay. So this whole thing, he thinks it's just a chumra of alma.
Lavush just need a tefach of all.
What?
Lavush
needs a tefach of all. Tefach. But, that's the Gemara says that. Right? The Gemara says if you have a tefach underneath the...
You're saying the walls.
Right. You don't need anything. You just... As long as you put schach up.
The shear of the tefach is because it's not because that's the minimum shear of an onel as such.
Yeah? Okay. Mr. Here we go. Okay. Where's Rav Zablani?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he know we're in this room? Okay. So continuing on page 15. And I'll go to Asher. Mikan hayar Rabbeinu Baruch mi Regensburg, Omer. Shim osa sukkah b'toch habayis tachas hatikra. In other words, say I build a sukkah in my house. That's the ultimate possible sukkah. Is sukkah b'toch habayis, right? But then I press the button, and lo and behold, the roof disappears. Oh, good. Yeah, very good. So what if I make a sukkah, page 15, right? What if I make a sukkah in my house? So that's pasul daraisa l'chol hadeis. But then, after the sukkah is built, I press the button, and the roof opens up. So is that tasa v'lo
menasa? When this sukkah on?
When it was closed.
It's not
the same itself.
Even if you say it is, it's not because it's not doing anything because there's already a roof there.
Yeah, it also has the status of a special spot.
So you think, what would that, and the Bach, so you think even the Bach should say
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Even the Bach who says that putting spot down first is typically okay, I would say he would say this is different.
Anyone want to agree, disagree?
Bachman says what he says because he says it's a kosher schach when you put it down.
Right.
But this is not a kosher schach when you put it down.
Right. Why?
Because it's a honey. There are a few reasons, I guess.
Because it's 100%
a tapas that you eat tapas.
Okay, let's see what he says. And it doesn't like today that you can press a button. It was probably a little bit more complicated. You know, they had to take off the roof. It's a psula. Oh, see, it's Yom Chavim. Got Torah Omra. Tassiv Lomina Osi. So he says it's possible because there. Like you fellows were saying, it's not, like all of you were saying, it's not even, there's no shade, you know, it's not accomplishing anything. So it's not a shame schach. Rabbi Yitzchak Halavan, somebody showed him the Ri Halavan, Hichshir. He thinks it's good. Obviously, everyone agrees it's not good when the rooftop is still on, but the question is, it's good even if you remove the roof. So he says it's good. So he says an unbelievable thing. He wants to distinguish between if you have schach that is mechuber. Like, say you have a tree. Your schach is the tree. That is, you have a tree hovering on top of your walls. So that's mamish mechuber. Okay, very good. And then you cut it off. So you didn't make a new asiya. So even though now it's tallish, but it's possible. But he wants to say, in the case of the house, you have good tzach, meaning you have all the good ingredients. It's kosher bamboo. Let's assume you use bamboo. So maybe the din of tasev alomana osoy only is page 15 of Ferrari. We're talking about what's the deal if you make a sukkah inside your house, page 15, and the roof is there, and then you remove the roof. Is that tassav lomana osoy? So, Rabbi Baruch Regensburg on page 15 in the Hagos Ashri says it's possible, and the Ri Halavan says it's kosher, which the Ri Halavan wants to say that Schach posel that tasev olman osim is if the schach beetzim was posel, and then you machshir it without nasiya. So if it's mechuber, that's psul and schach itself. But here the sukkah basically is good. It's just there's something mibachutz that's impeding the sukkah from working. But potentially, it's roila, it's kosher ingredients. Potentially, it's okay. It's just something that's on top of it. In other words, you can't sit in a sukkah that's al gabe sukkah, right? But maybe the word is, like Rav Shechter uses the lashon, it's a din in the yeshiva, but the schach maybe still is potentially good schach. Whereas he wants to make a chiluk between the schach of schach and mekabel tumo, or it's mechuber lekarka, so that's intrinsic in the schach. So then, if it's no good, even though it became good later, but you didn't do a new asiyah, that's tasav lomanos. But if the sukkah is in the house, it's a kosher schach. It's just something mibachutz is getting in the way. So if you remove that, that's okay. Maybe it's like similar to the discussion, if you have a sukkah l'mal mechaf, right? So everyone agrees that you can, the Gemara says beferish, you could put an itztaba, you could put a platform. And then you'll be on top of the platform, and from the platform to the schach is less than chaf. And that's okay. Because, we'll see, the Peshu discusses that, because l'maisa, it's kosher. Like the Rabbeinu Tam says, schach l'mal mechaf is bad some kosher schach. It's just the problem is a external problem here. But it's not like, if the schach is mekabel tuma, that's intrinsic in the schach itself, that it's not good. So this is the machloikis here between Rabbeinu Baruch Hu Regensburg and the Rihalovin. Rabbeinu Baruch Hu Regensburg says, if you build a sukkah inside your house, it's, even though you remove the tikra afterwards, but since when you put the schach on, it was in the house, it's no good. And the Rihalovin says, he thinks it is good.
And it's comparing the mood, like seeing if the mood is like sukkah, and saying that, like, just like a korban, where let's say you had a kosher korban, and then something happened where you couldn't bring the korban, so the korban came also, and then an opportunity came to bring the korban again, you wouldn't be able to bring the korban. Like, couldn't you see the same thing? Couldn't you say, like, even more so over here, that if whenever you built the sukkah, you couldn't do the mitzvah because it was a roof over your head, that you can't change the status of the mitzvah now that you moved the roof from above your head? Couldn't you say that? If you have a mitzvah that was available to you, that you could have done a mitzvah, and then it became possible, and then it became...
Yeah, but maybe that's only when it's intrinsic. Here, it's something external. What's the phrase in Shas for that? Aryehu d'Ravi Alei. There's a lion that's hovering over it. It's an external psul. As an internal psul. So the question is possible, but also... Now, one could argue with this, and one could say that if you have a roof on top of your schach, that's an internal, that's intrinsic, not because you're saying that, like you, like someone said before, it's not self. So, you know.
I wonder if that's actually the reason why it's a problem, because I should look at my head, but it's not self either. That would say, the tikra might be a problem.
Well, we said, that the Gemara in, Sukkah Gabi Sukkah. Haga Sukkah's Tasalach. The little Sukkah Gabi Sukkah. Right, when we did this Gemara here, Sukkah Tachas Ilan.
Right,
but Sukkah's Teshu.
Right.
Sukkos. One Sukkah. The little Sukkah's Tachas Sukkah, the little Sukkah Tachas Ilan. So you could say that, like someone suggested here.
If you put the sukkah underneath the tree and then you remove the tree, would this be the same machlokas?
Yeah, that would be the same thing. Like, right, what if you, like, yeah, people call me all the time about the sukkahs under the tree. I'm telling you. So what if you built your sukkah and then you chop off the tree?
You can mix it in and then
be possible. Yeah, but now if it's 20 feet high.
Yeah, but how do you even mix it in once the sukkah was possible? Because it was under a tree, how would that help by mixing it in with the sukkah? Mm.
Okay, tree that's very thick.
Well, he's asking. No, he's saying that you did it afterwards. So when you put the schach in, you're ready for chach. Oh. So take a look now in the Or Zeruah. He quotes this machlokas. That the I mean, the Haggadot Asher usually is quoting from, he tells you where he's quoting from. He says, Mior Zeruah. He says, I got it from the Mior Zeruah. You know, page 18, Mior Zeruah. He says, Mikan haya omer harav, Rav Baruch mi Regensburg, shim osu sukha v'toch habayis tachas ha-tikra, v'chach echisi ha-tikra she'enu me'ol kiyum, kemen she'tkiva osu b'psum. V'tor omer tasav lomer osu, k'domer hacha. Rav Yitzchak Halovan Hichshir, they shaykh lomer tasav lomer osu, v'hechak d'guv ha-schach haya b'psum. K'mo gefen v'dolas v'kisum v'chubarim. If it was b'chubar, and then you cut it off, and you didn't do it rasiya, it was already choftan, it was already lowered, you just cut it. But that's not an asiyah, because asiyah means you have to pick up the schach. Well, hacha dekuf eschach kosher, shatikra beromus lo hachanami dekosher, afi lacha shehitzir atikra, asi kukrenu emes, kizvarav, afi will give him the last shem su haguf kosher acha shakitzis vininea. Okay. You mean what was it? Which case?
Well, it's what's above the circuit of the rain.
Right.
They open it up.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Would that be the same issue?
What case do you have? What kind of schlock? You mean the one that you crank?
Yeah, you crank. The crank, yeah.
Right, so that would be the same thing.
The same problem?
Same problem, because that would be this. I don't think there's a difference between a tikra and a schlock.
Not a
flock,
you just put a bandage on top.
Yeah. I think it'll do the same thing.
I remember, if you have the, my focus Rashi and the Rav Yoel, about the tree that comes to the roof, if the tree is higher than 20 amos, does it make a difference?
No, what's the answer? Who said that? Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's Yaakov.
Says what?
That if it's high enough, then even the Rabbi Yoh would agree that it's okay.
That it's kosher?
Yeshua's Yaakov. Right? We did Yeshua's Yaakov?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's see more. Now, I keep telling you about the Gemara on Gimel and Beis Dalai Lama, page 19. Haysa Gevoa be Esrim Amma, Uba Lamata Bekar Bekusosos, Wahavi Miut. Right, if you have your sukkah more than 20 Ammas, and then you want to put pillows on the floor, so that doesn't count, right? Vafagav, the batlinu, mishum, the bottle daite is a kolodum. Because even though you say you're going to keep the pillows there for 7 days, but it's not really going to happen, you know, because people usually don't keep expensive pillows on the floor. So baito daito, eitzel kolodum. But tevenu bitlo, but if you put tevin, stalks, so that is shaykh that a person would keep there for 7 days. Having meat. The culture can offer a bitlo. So you see clear that the halacha is that you can put something as long as you're vatal there. And then we have this gemara of in the middle. First word was dar. Right? You built the platform. So then it's a good. So the question that's raised is that Tassav Lomen Osir. Why is it? It's not, obviously. The Gemara says it's good if you revatal. So the Pashup Shah, we thought that why, because Lamaisa, it's, you don't need Heksha Sukkah for the schach. It's like Rav Shechter said, The Schachel Malnichov is a psul in the yeshiva. It's not a psul in the Schachel that Yeshua has. So the Sefer Michtam wants to give a pshat why it's not Tasev Elomino Osoy when you build the platform. So he writes on page 21, because of Harav Bashlama, so the whole Hanach Miyutim, it's the Bain B'Tevin, the Ofar, all these cases, Aval Pi She'ena Osa Shum Maisa, even though you're not doing a Maisa, right? You're not doing any Maisa with the Schach Shera. But what about Tasev Elomono? So the Leisa Bo Mishum Tasev Elomono Osa, it's Litzvich Ninua, Lom Schach Nechaz Eilon, Lom Gevin, Lom Dlas, Lom Chach Kitzam, right, in other words, if you used an elon for your schach, it's no good. Even if you cut it and you made it tallish, it's no good unless you shake the branches, because you need nasiya. So why over here we just say make the platform and it's good enough? Tachak came into osa meisel hachshia schach shuvena ba od mishum tazal moser chenim ba schach posel ba ba mitu bekanim davi miyut kasher avo pishlo osa meisel hachak ba schach osa meisel hachshia hasichuch. So what's the answer he's giving? What is he saying? What's the answer? Why isn't it Tasa with a little bit of Osai when
you're doing it?
What do you do? No, so that's what he's saying. He's saying that putting the Itztaba, putting the Tevin, that's a Maisa. Mm-hmm. Even though it's not a Maisa in the Schach. That's his chiddush. It's a mice in the sukkah. The mice in the sukkah is sufficient.
Cutting the tree is not the same.
Cutting the tree just made it tallish. But it's not a mice in the sukkah.
Mice in the sukkah or mice in the
pot? Either way, but he says, so his word is that you always have to do a maisa to be makshir the sukkah. So if your sukkah was l'malam echaf and you put an itztaba there, so you did a maisa. You put an itztaba there. That's a chiddush. That the putting of the itztaba is the maisa that it should make it that it's not tasav l'manasa. Because you would think, what's the chiddush? You would think the maisa has to be the maisa with the schach. So his chiddush is that you don't need a meiser with the schach. You need a meiser, like Rabbi Harari said, in the sukkah. Oh. So he says, Ava bishalo oto meiser ache b'schach. She also meiser l'achshe asichuch. Oh, so now you know what he's going to say? An unbelievable thing. You ready for this one? Ulufi da ze, yesh lomar, the osim b'nei odim she osim sukkah ba'aliyas tachas tikras hagag. A person who builds a sukkah inside the house, and then they take off the roof, it's also good. Atasav oben osoy, he did a maisa by removing the gag. Also, b'nei olim shosim sukkah ba'aliyah tachas tikras hagag. Shem fakim galan also. Upon shosim kol sukkah v'gomim b'sach naso b'sach chasher. V'im galan v'im fakim is hatikra. V'im salkin is harofi barachakach. Shem tzis sukkah nasib sul tachas habayis. Halopi kein in tzarek l'adeh Asichok Achagilo Hagag, and the Pikmul Ash, Vasas are from Mitzel Achshah Sukh, Tazib Sol Kodmuchim. Ancham Och, Misham Tassavil Mosri. Tamrin Hochi, Hani, Mirik Shah, Absol Besichok, Machas Asol Shoskach, but Elon O'Geffen of the last Kodesh, and the House of Hudlom, Mirik Siosim, so I'm going to name.
He's saying, if the schach, if the psul is in the guf haschach, then you have to do a maisa in the guf haschach. But if the psul is mibachutz, that there's a house on top of, there's a roof, a ceiling on top of your schach, so then his chiddush is, then an external maisa is also good. If the psul is external, then the maisa can be external. See, the Pashup Shad, is that you don't need a Maisa. He's saying, no, you do need a Maisa. But this is the Maisa.
Why is God different than a tree?
What?
Why is God different than a tree?
A tree? What case of a tree?
Why is the tree after you build your sukkah? Why is it different than a
roof? What do you mean?
I don't know, you say... Like,
well, what do you mean you cut down the tree? Where was the tree?
The tree was there.
Where was the tree?
Outside.
Where was the tree? On top of your sukkah,
yeah,
or your tree was the sukkah?
The tree was on top of the sukkah. Wasn't, you weren't using it as a stock or anything.
Right, so then you just have to, if you cut it off, then it's okay. Because the psul was external. So the mice is external.
Right.
But if you use the tree as your schach, meaning it was low enough that it could be on top of the walls, then that's a psul beguf hadover, that the schach is mechuber. So then you have to do something beguf hadover. Okay, so we have to see more. But this is so what do we see today? We saw the machlokas, the Rabbeinu Barkley Regensburg and the Rihaloven. About that, and then we saw this svara of the Hashlama quoted in the Sefer HaMichtov. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with this packet, and then we'll take a 2-minute break and we'll start the Chumash.